women, her bhog moksha and other worldly desires to fulfill. That name is Pratibimba Namabhar. That Sadha is Pratibimba Sadhavar. I was telling that all the root of all these things, even is Swarup Brahm. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told that anarthaka of 4 times. Swarup Brahm, Swarup Krishna, Hridaya Daurbalya, Aparad, 4 things. And among four, every four are divided into four, 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 four. So now, Swarup Brahm. The root Brahm is Brahm of Krishna Swarup. If we don't realize the Krishna Swarup, then our Swarup will be covered. So Jiva Swarup, Krishna Swarup, Bhakti Swarup, Maya Swarup. 4 Swarup should be known. Krishna is himself, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, and he is Sarva Shaktiman, Aphilra Samit Sindhu, Sarva Karan Karana, Krishna. And he Aradha of all. And Jeev is always Jeeva Surupai Nitya Krishna Das. And this Krishna Das has been divided into four or five. Sant Das Sapta Vatsalya Madhur. In 5. Amongst them, the highest is Madhur of Gopika. This is Swarup Gyan. Then Jeeva Gyan. We are Krishna Das and up to Madhur Ras. There are Anuki, they are Sakti Parinam. Some Sakti, they have been derived. Some Tathasta Sakti, Jeeva Sakti. So they have been conditional souls, but they are conditional souls from anadikal. Anadikal?
No.
But Maya can go easily if we can do bhajan. So this is Swarup Brahm. Krishna, Jeev, Bhakti. Bhakti from Shraddha to Shraddha, Nishtha, Bhuti, Asakti, Prem and Sarva. If Prem is existed, Krishna Swarup automatically comes and Jeev Swarup from also goes up. Everything. And Maya Swarup, what we are saying, all are Maya. Our body and all these things are Maya. Maya is not a... This Maya is the Shakti. This is the Chaya of Swarup Shakti. And by the wish of Krishna, she covers Jeev. And by wish, it directs to Krishna. When she directs to Krishna, it is Yogmaya. Mm-hmm. And when she covers the Swarup of Jeev and gives so much heart, taap, then it is called. But Mahamaya is not anything else but the same as Yogamaya. To make pure is the cause of Mahamaya. So both are one. One Kaya, another Chaya. Pratibimba Namabhas, Pratibimba Svatha, Pratibimba Rati, Pratibimba Prem, all are not good. Because they are connected with Maya, Mayabad. Mayabad is Advaitbad. Krishna, Rup, Gun, Lidadi, Sakal, Mayabad, Ite, Mithyat, Naswar, Sakal. The name of Krishna, Rup, Gun, and Lila Mayabadi does not accept. They don't accept all these things. They don't agree that Prem Shakti is Nitya. Nitya means eternal. So Bhakti is quite, Mayabadi is quite opposite to Bhakti. And if you will have to achieve bhakti, you will have to give up mayabad, full rupne, completely. Mayabadis are aparadhi mukti teacher. And those who are mayabadi, they cannot take pure name. They cannot do bhakti. Nam bahira sabu nam namina. They can take name, they can dance, they can be, but really that is not name. They know that name is not eternal. Why? Because Krishna has no son. Brahma has no face. Krishna is not pure tattva, parama tattva. He is covered with maya. He is practically covered. So he and when Brahma is covered with maya, but very limping way, limping way, like a thing. Then he is called Krishna, Ram, Nrisimha, Vaman. So they are aparadhi. They think like this. They tell that by chanting name, Jnana will come and Krishna will be Paramatattva. He is covered with Maya. He is practically covered. So he and when Brahma is covered with Maya, but very limping way, like a thing, then he is called Krishna, Ram, Nrisimha, Vaman. So they are aparadhi. They think like this. They tell that by chanting name, Jnana will come and Krishna will be in not that he will be like a Brahma in only Shakti.
Light.
So the name is also not a Nitya. Mayabadi can give up the association of Mayabadi and they will be somewhat corrected and they will come in the association of any bona fide by law, then they can give up mukti and mukti desire, and they can, at that time they can do sukha and they can have brahma bhuta prasannatma na sukhita na sankati samaskarve vudeshu mat bhaktim labhate para. So if a mayavadi comes in the association of Vaishnava and he then lamenting for this, that I have done so wrong thing, I have done aparad, I should not do it, I don't want bhakti and mukti, and always living and doing constantly name, always living in the sadhu sangha, doing saman and kirtan, then this patibimba abhas, nam abhas, and everything will go away, otherwise not. Those who know that bhakti is not nitya, when we will realize Brahma, then bhakti will go away and we will have some nitya. This is abhara. This is not it. If mayavadi is doing namabhas and not doing any offense, only once he is doing name, by this name, namabhas, he will have five jimukti. If he is doing no navaras. But only once that I want a mukti, then he can have this mukti, saiji mukti. Because namabhas is kalpataru. Kalpataru means?
Desire tree.
If anyone wants, that I want mukti, he can give mukti. But if he is aparadhi, he will not give. He should not do aparadhi to Bhagavat, Grantha, Bhagavat, Vaishnavas and Krishna. Nam has all potency. Whether he is Pratibimba, but yet he can give and fulfill the wish of any mayavadi. But if there is aparad, they will not have the wish. So mayavadi are two kinds. One having mukti, doing aparad, and one doing no aparad and wishing mukti. Hello?
How can there be a mayavad not doing aparad? Because they don't accept the form of Krishna, so automatically it's aparad.
They are not doing so. Only they want mukti. They are telling that Krishna is eternal, name is eternal, and everything is eternal. But I want mukti. Then mukti will come.
But they don't accept his form.
But they are not fully mayavadi. So half mayavadi is there.
By mukti, who does?
Everyone who wants mukti are not mayavadi.
Gurudev, by mukti do you mean they just simply want to become free from material suffering?
Yes.
They're not consciously thinking,
I want to
go in the Brahman effulgence, but they just want to get out of birth and death. They want freedom from suffering.
Forever. So bhakta should not be mayavadi. They should not be saiji or any kind of mukti. Mukti will come automatically if we chant name and do bhakti. We'll have to cross all these things and then go to praja or vaikuntha. So any Vaishnava does not want mukti and they don't do namaha. But they are bound to do chaya namabhas at first, and then crossing this, by the help of saman and kirtan of sukra association, they may develop this. Otherwise not.
When Gurudev plants nam in our heart at the time of Harinam, doesn't it require
you're talking about the so many abhasas, like guru, Vaishnava abhas, Nama abhas. But isn't there a Diksha abhas as well, where one cannot be receiving, because their guru days is not on the highest platform, therefore the Diksha that they're getting, the nam that they're getting in their heart will automatically be Diksha abhas. And not
like
abhas.
It is a seed. If the seed is a very good and powerful tree, then it will probably give very sweet and every kind, best kind of fruit. And if the tree is rotten and its roots are rotten, then it may be that seed will not ankur,
germinate,
or it like very tell now. And after that they will
try. I have a question about Prasabimba. Before, in other lectures you were...
You should try to read more. That's it.
You were saying at one time that if someone is taking a medicine and he doesn't know what the medicine is, it will work anyway. In the same way, if someone is taking Harinam, eventually
seed should be like that. That seed should be like that.
Yeah. If you're taking
quality.
Good medicine, right? Good quality medicine.
Good quality.
So if somebody is taking, if
but yet there is a thing. If the seed is so good, powerful, but you are throwing it on sand.
Stone, sand.
Or you are selling it in water. It will not
explode. If some Mayavadi is taking Harinam with the desire for liberation, but Harinam is so strong.
But they are not associating with good rasic Vaishnava.
But Harinam won't take that person to hear from Vaishnava.
It may be that in coming in Vaishnava association he will be changed.
If there is not bona fide if they are aparadhi. And if they are not aparadhi, then he is chanting and but he is coming to Vaishnava. Then, by the permission, we can take Diksha or next Diksha. I think principally there is a difference.